So the play is kind of a memoir, but it's not. And you don't want it to be just about you. I mean, you've got to involve the audience. So how do you, there are pitfalls here. How do you avoid that pitfall that it's self-indulgent, that it's an act of self-pity to put on this play?
The head of the stagehands here is a guy named Tommy Curtis, and he just said to me, I thought I was going to hate you. I thought this was going to be some self-indulgent, just like pity party, and was all going to be about you. And he's like, it's not like that at all. And I'm not the smartest fellow in the world, but I have a really good instinct that may be like my mother's, which was the "we love you, Dad" idea of making it private. That right when Bill Rausch and I concocted the idea of working on something, I knew I needed a colleague. And I knew I needed a colleague who was not going to be a subservient chronicler of my story. The only biopic I've ever liked movie-wise is the movie I'm Not There, because it admits that it cannot even begin to capture Bob Dylan. So it's all different persona of Bob Dylan done at different periods. It's fantastic because it's a lie and a fantasy. And I feel at the end of that I knew Bob Dylan more than I did if I ever saw Ray or Ring of Fire or you name it. Because Milk, I mean, there is as much fantasy in that movie as there is fact. And yet it's called Milk. So why is that any truer?